Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. Well, it is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 15th day of July, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's cooling down again. It's one of those cool summers, man. I mean, I remember a lot of them through my life. When I was a kid, it was more like this because there was more foliage, there was more trees and what might have you. But it's a cool summer, but I ain't complaining, except for the fact that the days are getting shorter, and we know what comes with that. That being said, let's see what we're going to look into here. ICE arrest 20 aliens and immigration fugitives with final deportation orders in San Diego. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. We all know the hype that was, you know, put on the big ICE raids that were going to happen this weekend. We'll start this weekend. And, you know, I turned on the stupid box early. How many did you get? I mean, were the big raids? Or, it wasn't bullshit. There was not bullshit, people. They went and picked up some, a handful of fucking, really no widespread raids, they said this morning. And when they were asked about the numbers, they were adding in, well, we've been doing this for weeks, well, actually months. Actually, we didn't do anything different this weekend than we did last weekend. We only just publicized it like we were going to do something. This is just all bullshit. And I mean, you know, watching the stupid box, you know, and just the mainline propaganda that runs over and over and over on it's like a loop. You get a different face every fucking hour, but it's still just a goddamn loop. And all I'm seeing, man, is just they're trying to, the think tanks, I think they're trying to reorganize it and you know, figure out how they're going to proceed. And their main goal right now is just to try to act like everything's just, we're just living in a normal society. No, we're fucking not. We are being fucking invaded from the south. You have goddamn congresswoman up, I think that one in Colorado, telling you, I am going to implement communism. You have goddamn communists out in the streets in hordes telling you this is a communist revolution. And so, I mean, when they tried, you know, pushing the guns, I mean, there was a hell of a push there for a couple, 3 months. And it was, you know, gun control and goddamn, you know, every legal in every, you know, getting rid of the borders and every fucking thing. And a lot of that word corporation coming up a lot, and the word communism's been coming up a lot. And now they're just trying to get people to settle in and, you know, accept this new fucking norm of fucking tyranny that we all know exists. And so, you know, here we have the ICE arrests 20 aliens and immigration fugitives with deportation orders in San Diego. Some Gateway pundit, it was sent in by Misty. Of those arrested during the week-long, what week-long? No, it was, what, you see how? Now they stretch it out a week, and then I heard another report. Well, this has been going on for months, and well, actually, you didn't do nothing different this fucking weekend than you've done every fucking weekend, just like Obama did. In fact, straight up, Obama deported more goddamn aliens than the goddamn Trump has, okay? You know, your knight in shining armor that was going to get rid of every one of them. DACA was going to be gone on day one. And then and every one of them had to leave. Remember that? I mean, this is what they're... They have to have, I mean, be a hell, it's a hell of a thing that old Trumpy's up against. Well, not just it's Trump, he's just a puppet, but the people that, the Fabian socialists that want to regain control of this fucking country away back from the communists who took it away from them. I mean, they're offering you Fabian socialism or communism, which could be capitalism, capitalism, what it is. See, capitalism, you think capitalism? No. Fucking money making money is not a good thing. And, you know, just a while ago, Trump, you know, he's had this bitch with these, this thing going with these four bitches, these four openly communist bitches, openly communist in your country. I mean, God, I mean, I would think that there's, you're not going to see on that mainstream, stream propaganda machine. You're not going to see any Vietnam era fucking vets or, you know, Korean era vets because I can remember back that far. I remember what they said. The reason that the Vietnam occurred and the reason that the war in Korea occurred was to stop the spread of international communism. And the fact is that international communism was, it was already rooted in this country. They were, hell, they had fucking communist parties here. But while the guys were over there and fucking in the jungle getting shot up, I mean, people, you know, the Vietnam people, you got to really... You gotta cut them some slack because so many were drafted. It wasn't no volunteer army. They were conscripted to go fight a fucking, a money war. It was, all it was to see, it was spend money for the industrial war complex who couldn't get a real fucking war going because, well, the goddamn, you know, after World War, II, we had to buy that $55.5 trillion missile defense system. That would destroy the world. There wasn't going to be no more goddamn wars. We could spend our money on fucking living. We could spend our fucking, our resources on fucking us. Instead of handing them over to the industrial war complex. Now it's just, I mean, war. What's it been? Fucking goddamn it. I mean, really? War. What's the war for? To go over and take the goddamn resources from other countries and hand them over to our Jewish masters who are making no fucking bones about the fact that they are our Jewish masters. Well, I tell you what, master, you're about to have yourself a slave uprising. And you can sit there and, I mean, I don't know what this calm that they're trying to put across the country. You know, they have these stories and that's the most exciting thing is supposed to be these four bitches and Trump tweeting to one another. But the whole bottom line here is there is no normalcy in this country because it has been removed. There is no law in this country. We are a lawless society. There is no society in this country. And he stood up there and you know, he's one last thing I seen before I came up here. And he's talking. He says, if you don't like America, well, just leave it. No, you're leaving, motherfucker. You and your corporation are getting the fuck out. The ones of you that don't hang. The ones that can run and hide you, we'll find you in a spider hole. You run to another country, we're coming for you. But you are the fucking ones who are going to leave. And this country is not a capitalist fucking country. It is not a communist country. It is not a fascist country. It is a free country with liberty and justice for every American national. And the American nationals own it. And you cannot give it away to other countries. You can't bring your fucking slave forces in here in by the hordes. Sooner or later, it's gonna bite everybody on the ass. And nobody's giving up no fucking guns. Nobody's giving up no fucking bump stocks. Nobody's giving up no goddamn, magazines. Well, I can't say clip. Somebody will go, clip. It doesn't fucking matter. The terminology doesn't matter. I ask somebody for something. I hear where I live. I reach me a clip. That's what we call them. And I'll guarantee you they hand me a magazine every fucking time. Clip is part of the magazine, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't really fucking matter. But the shit that they're just throwing out there right now is fucking... Think about your day-to-day life. It is absolutely goddamn meaningless. They talk about Iran now, you know, they want to talk with the United States. They're just fucking rolling this game out because we told you this back when we started doing these broadcasts. They are stealing your country by the billions of dollars every day. Your natural resources are going down to the foreign ports, and they're being taken to the goddamn slave countries to be fucking processed and then brought back here and sold to you like fucking trinkets because the shit they build ain't much better than a fucking glass bead. So that they can take more of your fucking country. And you got the, you know, the foreign investors coming in, buying up the fucking United States that they cannot, that the people who are selling it cannot sell. As it has been confiscated without fucking due process of the law. What you will not hear no one, none of them talk about is your Bill of Rights, which is the key. It is the key to the, it is the only thing standing between them and their fucking, New World Order. International communism running the people and the goddamn monarchs at the top. Anyway, of those arrested this in this week-long operation in San Diego, 85% had prior criminal convictions, including for drug possession, weapons offenses, DUI, theft, domestic violence, and evading law enforcement, ICE reported. It's the same fucking thing that Trump, Obama was doing, only he was actually doing more of them. The communist. Oh, wait, they're both communists. They're all fucking communists. Where are they? I mean, the American nationals are the only ones left on this goddamn planet that aren't socialists as individuals. This country, I mean, they talk about, well, Donald Trump stands up there, will and never allow socialism in this country. This is a fucking socialist country if everyone existed. Corporate socialism. Corporate aristocracy socialism. Just like old England. The arrested included... In Oceanside, a 31-year-old Mexican national who is a fugitive criminal alien with a final order of removal, sentenced to 144 days for a DUI conviction. After the immigration judge granted him voluntary departure, he failed to depart timely and appealed to the Board of Immigration Appeals and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which dismissed the appeal and issued a mandate that he ignored and chose to remain illegally in the United States. And you know what? They've made these arrests. And how many people have been tossed out, people? How many people have actually had to leave so far? None. And you already got the lawsuit filed by the fucking communist, goddamn, outside communist fucking organization, the American Civil Liberties Union. They're already filing it so that the goddamn murderer doesn't have to leave. Nobody has to. This ain't your country. Go ahead.
Arndt Zundel is one.
Who?
The guy that denied the Holocaust, that German, he's dead now, but anyway, they made him leave. One of four people after September 11th.
Uh-huh.
I think that was, you know, somebody that says something they don't like, then you get out.
Oh, well, this is Jewland. I mean, what did Netanyahu called it, Jerusalem, D.C.? I mean, they're telling you right to your goddamn face who your rulers are. And that you are subjects.
September 11th was very good for Israel, yes.
Very, very good for Israel. Oh, man. Well, anyway, this guy in San Diego, a 33-year-old Mexican national, was arrested during the operation. He was previously ordered removed by an immigration judge in 2007. After having been removed, the man illegally reentered the United States seven times and was removed. In addition to the seven prior removals and illegal reentries, records indicate he was also he has two additional DUI arrests and was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon. He was removed from the United States July 10th. Targeted. See, we're going back to July 10th. See, they were trying to act like, man, they're cutting loose this weekend. We're going out and we're going to start cleaning these people out of the United States. Oh, then that was, oh, the poor families, man. God damn it. The fucking law does not allow you to come out. I don't care if you're a family or what the fuck you are. This country belongs to the fucking American nationals. We don't want you here. Like I said so many times, we did not reproduce our generations. Two generations now haven't reproduced our numbers of American nationals. We should have more than a plenty of everything. Because our country is a country of a plenty. But what they want is they want us fucking removed from the equation. They want us in goddamn ditches. Because we're the rightful owners of this fucking property that they're fucking stealing. And it's not really stealing to hand over to these third world fucking mongrels. It is to hand over to their fucking international corporate masters. And you got goddamn people from China that come in, moving in here in fucking big old fucking houses and stuff. Fucking white servants and black servants and fucking green servants and fucking orange servants. This is about internationalism. It's about who owns the United States. It's about whether you're a subject or you're a national. If you own something, it's 1933 when they let them take the gold on our grandfathers that allowed that without a fight. Didn't even fight it. If they can take your gold without due process of the law, they already took everything, buddy. You better wake up and find out how it happened, and it's not really that fucking complicated. It's called 1869 and the 14th Amendment. Why in this propaganda machine, you know, they try, Foxy, fair and balancing on all this fucking, it is pure. It's nauseating propaganda because it's over and over again. Like I said, right now they're setting in some kind of a fucking mode where they're trying to act like, the society's just running. It's just another day. The society's running. It's just another day. While in the back rooms and overseas, what'd you hear about from Iran today? The Ayatollah over there said, he would be open to negotiations to the United States if they would drop the sanctions start a buy. And I mean, it's just all bullshit. I sit here in my house, I look at my walls, I look outside, nothing changing, except that it's getting worse. I can't afford gas. Food's going up, 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 up. Everything's going up, up, up. And you even have Donald Trump that we got a few weeks ago talking about devaluating the dollar. Ooh, that's a good idea. But then did they hype that or was it just me? They're going out. It's going to be raids across. I mean, you're going to see raids I wonder if anybody may even start shooting or something. I mean, because if they're going to go out and really round them up like they said they were going to, but they didn't. They started out that there were 3 million of these people that they had fucking deportation orders. 3 million with deportation orders. And then by the time we got up to about Thursday, they might get a couple thousand. They didn't go get shit, and all they did was arrest them. Nobody's been removed, and nobody's going to be removed. It would be going against their own fucking agenda. They had to have something to fill that fucking week. That's what it's coming down to anymore. And what people don't understand is that every week that they get away with this shit, every week that we allow this to go on, billions of dollars of these, only way to measure it is in the fiat fucking oil dollars. Of our resources are being hauled out of this fucking country. What's their main fucking goal? I mean, everything that they talk about has to do with business and industry and business and industry. What about there's fucking people here that own this fucking country.
They need somebody to go vote.
Yeah, that's what they need, Charlie. You're goddamn right. And that's why old Trumpy, he's more than willing. He wants these son of a bitches in here so bad. They've been trying to push this fucking immigration, to change your immigration laws, bullshit, for 20 fucking years, people. Every fucking time, it's just like securing the border. You know, same fucking shit, but they've wanted it. After Reagan did the last amnesty, which was fucking illegal, he had no fucking authority to handle any of this country over to any fucking foreigners. He should have, the law, if he was obeying if he was obeying the policy of the corporation that he worked for, because there is no goddamn, there's no government. It's we've talked so many times how it's so hard to talk about this shit because it's awful, so fucking phony. There is no fucking government. There is a corporation in control, and you are corporate property. That's why we like to break it down to the simplest fucking terms we can. Under the 14th Amendment, you are a subject. A subject can have no unalienable rights. And they are telling you, the government tells you what to do. You are the goddamn charge of the fucking government. They tell you what to do. They are your masters. And man, this whole thing here is just like, we've got this big monster and the monster's under control. Everything, nobody's attacking. I gotta wonder what's really going on out there. I mean, for all we know, fucking, there could be, you could shit burning down, people getting shot. We don't fucking know. You're not gonna see the revolution televised on Fox. I can promise you that. Or any other fucking mainstream propaganda media thing. I think they're just trying to get like, oh, just everybody calm down. It's summertime. Kick back and go to Sandals. You know, I watch some goddamn commercials and it just fucking irks my ass. I was like, go to Sandals. You talk about these son of a bitches coming up here. $8,000 to get it, you know, get brought up here to cross our border illegally. And they have $15 an hour jobs waiting on them, okay? They're telling it on the goddamn caravans before they ever get here. And then you have the phony ass fight in this country over the $15 minimum wage. You throw everybody out of here that doesn't belong here. And I promise you, the fucking adjustment of the fucking ownership of the wealth would have, I mean, if the, you know, the lies that Trump told, if he would have went through with it. Because he had the power. He was a goddamn dictator. Don't you think he ain't? Under the War Powers Act, all he had to do was declare an invasion and just send the troops and just start fucking bussing them and planing them out of here. Sealed the fucking border. And if fucking Mexico didn't like it, Honduras didn't like it, Guatemala, send some F-16s over there and light their fucking shit up. I mean, it was just a con is what it comes down to. And the con, you know, that what they pushed hard. I mean, there was a major push, especially when that bitch came out. That blew my mind. When that just elected fucking, I think it's Cortez is the one in fucking Colorado, I believe. Come on, I am going to implement communism. That is a declaration of fucking war. Communism is collectivism. In collectivism, the individual does not have fucking unalienable rights, period. So what she's telling you is I'm going to overthrow your fucking government. Which you don't have. It is fucking insane. The only thing I can see to do is just, you know, fucking get sharp with your fucking gun. Because they're not going to stop. Well, see, right now, there was a big push. I mean, just like the Jews, man, I've been encountering on the site, man. I mean, just these double-speak motherfuckers. Who's, you know, they're getting, maybe they're a little insulted because I'm fucking laughing at their fucking so-called, what the hell they call them, brain banks or whatever the fuck they call them. They're god damn it. Anyway, they're fucking brain trusts out there that are keeping, you know, making fucking, I mean, just fucking childish mistakes in their fucking propaganda because they've so told so many lies that the lies are coming back around. And one lie, lies don't match because they have no substance. They are a fiction. And a fiction, it could go this way or that way. And then you go to write out your fiction out there and then it all don't line up and it's easily pointed out. So they're stopping it. Whoa, everybody, we got to stop the think tanks here. We got to sit down and we got to get our lie together here. And I'm telling you, they're getting to the point to where they need something like 9/11 all over again. Which I'm sitting there, and I believe that think tanks are saying it's not going to fucking work. In June, I guess saw another record gun sales in June. People are not buying this shit. I mean, they can show the handful that they have picked out for go in front of the cameras. Here's a zillion people, and they're 90%, and fuck you. You're not selling it to nobody. The people are fucking disgusted. I talk to people in all walks of fucking life. Anytime I can go somewhere, you know, like if I go into the fucking city, I'll walk all the ways and just go a different place and talk to people. And you don't have to say much anymore. It used to be you'd have to, you know, yeah, they're fucking communists. No. The people are just going, yeah, God, it's communism. I mean, Jesus, we're invaded. Fucking every other person that comes through here is from another fucking country with a different fucking language. This is our country. It is our Bill of Rights that protects it and makes sure that it stays fucking ours. Everything they have done has been a fucking lawless fucking fraud. And we do have the right to fucking take them out. There's, oh God, who in the hell was it? I think it was on Micro Effect or something, one of them assholes on there. That Declaration of Independence, which actually is where the Bill of Rights came from and the Constitution came from. Bullshit. Bullshit on you, okay? Bullshit, you motherfuckers. You corporate cocksuckers. Everything in your fucking life's supposed to be corporate, people. I mean, goddamn, from getting, you want auto insurance? You hire this company to go find you some fucking auto insurance. You want to buy a car? You hire an agent to go buy you a fucking car, like a house. I mean, people used to do all these things. They want to make it so that everybody has to hire somebody, and you spend all your fucking time fucking making the money to hire somebody to do something that you could do for your fucking self and not spend as much time doing it. It is completely freaking insane. And then, of course, because, I mean, they can say what they want, the economy. This election's going to be about the economy. It's going to be about, and, you know, the economy and jobs. And, yeah, there's been a lot of fucking jobs for fucking the goddamn 668,000 motherfuckers you brought in here just this goddamn year already. They can boast, yeah, 2,400 jobs or 24,000 jobs, which, when this whole thing began in 2008, they said just to cover the Americans coming out of the fucking schools, it would take 35,000 jobs a month. But they'll get up to it. 24,000 they had. And we've done articles in the past, I mean, it's been a year or so, where they went back and looked in every fucking one of them. Not one job went to a goddamn American. They're doing it. I mean, they're in a place where they're getting away with a whole lot. So let's just kind of tone it down there, think tanks. Quit with the wild shit until we get, you know, a little closer to the election. And then just get everybody bored fucking stiff with even watching the same fucking loop over and over and over again. Hey, did you know that the goddamn, oh God, with that son of a bitch's name, with the hearings, What? Yeah, Mueller. Remember Mueller for 2 fucking years? Mueller this, Mueller that. Russia involvement, why they're fucking just ripping the fucking Bill of Rights into fucking shreds right in front of your face. Mueller, that's what's, and now they delayed the, for him to go, because the Congress wants to talk to him and question himself and all this stuff. I mean, this is how far back they're dragging shit out. And that brings us back to this ICE article. I mean, they're talking, they're going back, targeted operations like this reflect the vital public service that ERO officers do every day, because, you know, we were here last year going, what the fuck are we paying these people for? We were shouting, tell me, what are we paying these motherfuckers for? You pay border guards to guard your fucking border. That what you do when you guard something, you don't let somebody come past your fucking post, do you? Unless they have the proper credentials, do you? And this whole thing, you know, because, well, we got another one here. I think the next one, it is even. Trump ends asylum protection for most migrants at U.S. border. He's done did that a couple of times. What he will not do is pick up that pen and sign us out of that refugee treaty. Well, just stop it all. Stop it all in a fucking day. And there ain't a goddamn thing that the courts couldn't do no more about that than they could when he signed out of that Iran fucking nuclear treaty. He fucking knows it. They fucking know it. They're all in it together, and all we're getting is a goddamn production of fucking lies. And right now, it's just, like I said, I'm watching it, and I'm going, they're just trying to act like, I don't know, that like the last few months didn't happen. All that, like, fucking here in Oregon proposing fucking a license to own a gun. Only can sell me 20 rounds of ammunition a month. Really? Well, if you have the memory of a head of cabbage, I guess that might work. But they're trying to act like there's some kind of normalcy here. There is not. When you have sons of bitches filling your streets, I mean crowd, big crowd, say, this is a communist revolution. Well, I guess we better get to fucking fighting then, huh? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1237 Pacific time, almost 1230 Pacific time. And of course, that was Social Distortion with, down here with the rest of us. And that's the whole thing. I mean, they've got so gobbledygooked in their foobar that it's showing that there's just a little bit of them. I mean, goddamn, they're not addressing anything that's affecting the mass majority of the fucking American nationals out here, the people who aren't signed up to vote. They wanted to get into that goddamn vote, vote, vote thing. It's just like Charlie was mentioning earlier. But I think they're running out of vote, vote, voters. What if no American national, every American national went and fucking just removed their name from the voter rolls and said, we're done with your asses. We are the fucking owners of this country. All of you better get the fuck out of here. How would that be? But of course, I'll tell you, there's some squirmings. And just like this, we're going to go on this next article. Trump ends asylum protection for most migrants at U.S. Mexico border. Now they see their lies have stacked upon their lies have stacked upon their lies to the point to where anything they say is just right there. Last week you said this, or you already said that, or this can't be because of that. You dumbass. A lie won't hold together, especially when you keep building on it. It gets worse and worse and worse. So they start telling, this thing here. We just played this fucking game. It's just like the thing, Mexico come down, they're going to stop them on that side of the border. We have this, in part of that UN refugee treaty says that the first country they come into, they have to seek asylum. Of course, if that asylum is rejected, see, they're playing these games with us. So they even add Guatemala. I was listening to a thing down there on the stupid box. If they go to Guatemala first, they have to apply for asylum in Guatemala, and then the bitch, her eyes kind of roll around. She goes, but of course, Guatemala, they're coming from here. So it's a scary place. What if you end up in Chicago? It is just fucking beyond stupid. They have run out of shit because with the think tanks are working, they're supposed to be coordinating with fucking actual motions happening in the fucking society. But they go and they say, we're going to take the clips. All you hear is the guns going to battery. Hey, we're going to do this. Yeah, we're ready, you motherfuckers. Come do it. And then they can, then it's like this thing, you know, like this pause on everything. He decided to wait a week on that. And government, I mean, what they were calling government, the corporation never acted like that before. When they said a date, something was going to happen on a date, by God, it happened on that date. And now, we're going to put this off. We decided to hold on this and then we're going to hold on that. We're not going to, no, that ain't going to happen tomorrow. No, there's not going to be massive ICE raids, after we get said it all fucking week long. There was just, you know, the normal, we're going out and we're getting the bad guys because Trump, he actually loves the immigrants. That's what they told me today. They told me Trump, he loves the immigrants. It's those goddamn dirty son of a bitch and drug cartels that the fucking, this government, this corporation is in bed with, that they're the problem, you see. And we got to get those bad guys and everybody else that's coming in to fucking make you a goddamn third world pauper. There's only so much resource and it belongs to us. It's ours. But you bring, there's 7 billion fucking people out there. And if, and by the way, that was another thing. Well, we ain't going to enforce nothing on Mexico for a year. We're going to give them a year. Okay. Just give them more time to get, that means one thing to me is that they're getting closer. I believe they're training troops right on our own fucking soil to fucking come at us people. But Trump ends asylum protection for most migrants at U.S. border. This is from Zero Hedge. And what we suspect will be immediately greeted by an avalanche of, we're a nation of legal immigrants, and calls of racism and Hitler, and AP reports that the Trump administration on Monday moved to end asylum protection for most Central American migrants. He already did this once. Remember? All he has to do is pick up that fucking pen and sign us out of that refugee treaty. And this shit, it would stop. He's really trying though, guys. He's doing it. It's a goddamn Congress. It's a communist and going against these Fabian socialists. You know, that's what it is. According to a new rule published in the Federal Register, asylum seekers who pass through other countries will first be countries first will be eligible for asylum at the. I'm gonna read that again. According to a new rule published by the Federal Register, asylum seekers who pass through another country first will be eligible for asylum at the U.S. southern border. Well, that ain't what the goddamn headline says. Who wrote this? Zero Hedge, huh? I think they meant will not. The rule expected to go into effect Tuesday, but it could get delayed till Wednesday or maybe 2 weeks. Also applies to children who have crossed the border alone. And of course, there are going to be lawsuits and it's going to the 9th district and you really can't do it just like you couldn't last time. What about three or four months ago? Wait, we're at the point to where you're trying to, I mean, like I said, when this, the thin edge of that thick wedge started back in 1869, man, they took small steps and they took a long duration between the steps. We're down here where this fucking 4 months ago, they just played this fucking same scam, just like bringing the Mexicans aren't going to let them come across the goddamn border, the scam that they'd paid 4 months before that. But here we go again. If someone has trafficked, AP does not, however, does note, it says not, this is their writer, does note, however, that there are some exceptions. If someone has been trafficked, if the country the migrant passed through did not sign one of the major international treaties, because that's what we're talking about here is an international treaty, that's how these fuckers are invading our country. Through a fucking international treaty for refugees. And they're not refugees. Except with 60% of them fucking go back. If you can find them in 3 years. Which is what they did this week. And they went out and they found a handful. So that they could have some photo. There wasn't even no good photo ops, to tell you the truth. I guess that's coming. Treaties that govern how refugees are managed, through most Western countries have signed them. Or if any asylum seeker sought protection in a country, but was denied, then a migrant could still apply, for U.S. asylum. Well, you have goddamn people from Mexico applying for fucking asylum. Every country that they pass to, that's the fucking invading force. So that, of course, Guatemala, you know, the lady, her eyes kind of roll because she's reading a fucking teleprompter. And you can tell, this is how stupid these son of a bitches are, because like I said, this shit's coming straight out of these fucking think tanks that have lost it. They have fucking lost it. The lie got too big, it's got away from them. And the truth's out there fucking ripping the lies all to pieces. But I mean, she said, if they pass through Guatemala first, they have to apply for asylum in Guatemala. They couldn't really that because, well, they're coming because to get away from Guatemala. Like they're trying to get away from Mexico. Fucking Mexico, man. The people are murdered down there every fucking day. It is a deadly fucking country. And all it takes is that the people cannot control their fucking governments to get it to the point to where they're disarmed. And they can be slaughtered, and then they can just come here and just take our country, and then they can disarm here, and then they can slaughter them here, and then they'll just have the perfect slave fucking population. Avert your eyes when you meet that corporate elitist on the street. Walk clear to the other side of the street, maybe he won't notice you. You think so in this country? Like I said, record sales on guns in June. The new rule also will apply to the intel asylum screening known as credible fear interview, at which migrants must prove they have credible fears of returning to their own home country. It applies to migrants who are arriving to the U.S., not those who are already in the country. So, I mean, I'm telling you, there's 100 million of them son of a bitches already here. But this is just, like I said, they've shoved and shoved this shit down our throat till it's packed up, and they're trying to push that last little bit down our throat. They need you to relax. They need you to relax and just go ahead and swallow. You know it's all wrong. You know they're fucking taking your country away from you, and they intend to kill you. But if you could just get that lump down, then they could start with another bunch of shit. By the way, things have escalated quite dramatically in the last decade. During the budget year of 2009, there were 35,811 asylum claims and 8,384 were granted. During 2018 budget year, there were 162,060 claims filed and 13,168 were granted. Every other country on this planet is fucking hardcore socialist. I mean, somebody from France. I mean, goddamn, there's violence everywhere. There's violence in this country. Go to fucking Chicago. It's just to get the slave fucking population here, get enough of them here until you could build a fucking communist army so that you can have a fucking communist, real communist revolution, just like they did in Germany. They're trying to do to us what they did to Germany. And then, when you go to kill those dirty little bastards that have fucking invaded your fucking country unlawfully. See, that's why it has to be the Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights dictates they can't come in. Because the people, they do not have the authority of the people to give away what belongs to us. They've never had it. The 14th Amendment is a fucking fraud. This corporate or aristocracy government is a fucking fraud. They have no true authority. They have hired fucking Blackwater USA to try and force their illegal edicts upon us, but they have no fucking, they have nothing in paper. This country was founded, the goddamn founding documents are the founding documents. They read what they read. And that Bill of Rights, it was ratified, ratified fucking law. It is the law of this goddamn land. And when you let fucking 668,000 people into this country, don't tell me you're not taking something from me as an individual. I see the American nationals in this country, they can't afford a fucking place to live. But there should be an excess of places to live. But you see, you got these son of a bitch and these internationalists, these guys like Donald Trump, real estate developers. They would want to develop the fucking this whole country until it's one big fucking parking lot. Why? Because then they get to steal more fucking wealth and make their pile of gold be even bigger. They're all vying to see who gets the biggest pile of gold. And then they're all controlled at the very top by the central fucking true one world government of the Rothschilds and the Carnegies and the CFR. These foreign fucking entities. Well, if you'll accept Israel being your fucking sovereign, I guess you'll accept the rest of it, won't you? Well, I won't. Immigration courts have backlogged are backlogged by more than 800,000 cases, meaning many people won't have their asylum claims heard for years, despite more. It says, this is how this guy needs to go to fucking, just read it one time and catch a couple of your fucking mistakes, would you? Despite more judges being hired, it says move judges being hired. As AP notes, the policy is almost certain to face a legal challenge. No. It's already been filed. All of it's been filed. And we're going to go to the Ninth Circuit Court with these unelected motherfuckers appointed by the corporation. And they're going to say, oh, no, well, we've just got to let this slave labor come in and just take everything these American nationals own. You want to bet? Shoot the suit. As we suspect, some judge somewhere in California is already drafting the order to strike down the policy. So don't hold your breath for any future showdown in illegal border crossings. So this is exactly what they did this a few months ago. The thing with the goddamn Mexican government. Oh, they brought 6,000 troops up there to assist to get them. Do they take them back? Do they remove them from Mexico? No. They're not removing them from Mexico. They are setting up fucking shop down there so that they can fucking do the paperwork down there, get twice as many in, twice as fast. And people can sit there and deny it until they're blue in the fucking face. But it's coming. It's coming to a town, even in a small town. It's coming to everywhere across this United States because they're pumping them everywhere into this United States. And it's going to be in your fucking, it's going to be in your town. And you're going to see it happen. Just like I told you, it's going to happen. And goddamn, you're going to be outraged. When you try to do something, you go out there, you catch one of them out in your yard and you fucking get in a fight and you beat the shit out of them and call the police. The police are going to come and they're going to arrest your fucking ass for assault. Because that's what's going to happen because none of it belongs to you. Your fucking clothes on your back don't belong to you. Donald Trump to Democrat squad. That's what they're calling these three twats, these three communist bitches. They're fucking open communist. I swear to you people. When I was, say, 20 years old, if you'd have told me I'd ever see anybody step up in a government position and declare themselves communists and declare that they were going to enact communism in this country, I would have laughed at you. I would have just laughed at you. And nobody, I mean, calling somebody a communist would get you a fight out of somebody back in them days. But now it's just like, well, it's kind of just eased in. Communism just kind of got here. It just kind of got here. It's just like, you know, all the fucking different peoples from the multiculturalism from every country around. They just kind of got here. And now they're all fucking around you. And now they're talking like they figure. I mean, just like these four bitches here, they made a big point that, well, three of them were born here in America. So first generation born here in America. Where in the fuck are the people who can trace their ancestry back to the fucking beginning of this country? Well, that's right. They all got wiped out in 2008. They're living in tent cities. They're fucking dispossessed and disenfranchised. They're to be replaced by these, well, that's one thing that, you know, fucking Trumpy said, you know, you guys, why don't you go back to your screwed up countries? I mean, you look where you're coming from. Guatemala, El Salvador. The land does not make the fucking, the conditions of life in the fucking place. It has something to do with it. I mean, they have a lush land. They have a rich land in Guatemala. They in El Salvador. They can grow food. But they have succumbed to fucking communism because they are weak. What they are sending us is they're fucking weak. They're peasants. They're peons. They're coolies. Those who will bend a knee. Those who will fucking kowtow. That's what they want here to replace us because the American nationals won't kowtow for them. They can't get control of us. They got 12 to 18%. They own all the fucking goddamn news agencies. They own the fucking entertainment industry. They can't get her fucking done. They came a long fucking ways. Boy, they had us on. I mean, it was really right there pretty goddamn close for a while. But like with the political correctness, not calling a fucking fag a fag, or, you know, oh yeah, that man, that transgender there with a beard's gonna go in the fucking bathroom with my wife. No, he ain't. And I think that's what's going on across this country. Or everybody they're walking up to is just saying, fuck you. They're sending their little hordes out to the people's houses to knock on doors and you know, to talk to people about their vote. And you get the fuck off my land, you fucking prick. I know what you fucking are. I know what every one of you are. And there isn't a dime's worth of difference in Donald Trump and any in those four fucking bitches. This is a fucking production. And it's designed to get an emotion out of you. Goddamn, we got to vote for Donald Trump again to stop them four bitches. No, all we got to do is hang the whole fucking lot of them for fucking treason, for violation of the fucking law that is the law of this fucking land. President Donald Trump turned the Democrat so-called squad, the four far-left first-term representatives, on Sunday morning, telling them to go back and fix the places they came from before telling the rest of the country what to do. And see, he went on with this. And see, right there, you'd have to, everybody's going, yeah. Hey, the son of a bitch, why he's telling you that, he's letting fucking another fucking 4,000 or 5,000 are coming right across your fucking border in here invading. While you're listening to him talk about telling them to go back where they come from. They're not going anywhere until you and I send their fucking asses, and he's going with them. He tweeted, and it's so interesting to see progressive, in quotation marks, that's communist. I mean, they're even calling themselves communist now, so you can put that progressive shit back in your pocket, okay? Think tank. They're calling themselves communists. The cat's kind of out of the bag, don't you think? Democratic congresswoman, and it ain't just the Democrats, it's the Republicans too. If there is no Democrats, there are no Republicans, just fucking communists. Congresswoman who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, just like this fucking is. That's why I told you, like right now, this news thing, I mean, I've never seen it go on this long and then even decelerate. Because when they do try to throw something out there, the web of lies, because of the fucking internet, the web of lies has been exposed. And I mean, proven to be the things, I mean, they can remove stuff. I mean, they talk about, you know, what a threat China is to us. And goddamn, the Chinese are going to take us out, and they're getting more dangerous every fucking day. And you handed the internet over to them. They're stealing our technology, and you handed our internet over to them. Yeah. What do you think of that, think tank? You think we can't hear words and understand what the goddamn words mean? Progressive Democratic congresswoman who originally came from countries whose governments are complete and total catastrophe. The worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all. Now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth. No, this is the United States of fucking Israel, and it is the great Satan. It's a fucking empire. It's an evil fucking empire. The rest of these are just subcontractors of the main fucking devil fucking contractor known as the United States to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime infested places from which they came? Well, this is what we said all along. I'll tell you why, and you know why, Trumpy, because you're one of the motherfuckers inviting them in here and bringing them in here. You're one of the reasons those bitches are there. Because you want people that will fucking bend. You want people who won't fight you. You want people that you can take over to a ditch and put a bullet in their fucking head, and then you own everything that belonged to them. Just take it. Well, we have this Bill of Rights, and we hold it up, and them sons of bitches in that Bill of Rights. Them goddamn American nationals. The problem is, there's just too goddamn many of us. 75% of the population gunning up more every day. And I suggest you go out and shoot those guns. Shoot some 22s, whatever you got to do. Make that gun a part of your fucking body. Because when they come at us, there is no great militia out there going to come to your fucking aid. I'm telling you right now. And they have to make a move. They are sitting here at loggerheads. They don't know where this shit are go blind. Right now they do not. Maybe we'll better try the, you know, I got this next article here. We're running out of time, but, well, just like this, U.S. And China reach 90-day trade tariff ceasefire after China agrees to buy a very substantial amount of American goods. Now, I was just sitting there last week, think tank, listening to this very same fucking carnival barker, fucking Trumpy, telling us that the Chinese lied, they didn't do what they were supposed to in the last deal, and they completely reneged on the fucking deal. Oh, well, we'll give them a 90-day trade-off, and we'll give a year to Mexico as the invasion continues, but they're running out of fucking time, people, because this shit only goes so far. It only goes so far. Right now, it's piling up. The thing, I got to believe in the thing, takes. It's just like them, you know, there's a couple of them pop up on the fucking comments thing and start talking in doublespeak. And I understand doublespeak. I read books on it. And I just fucking just spam, spam, spam. I mean, goddamn, you think they, I mean, they're desperate. That is desperation. They're not sitting together in a fucking group figuring how to stick the knife in you from another side. They're sitting there scrambling, trying to keep their fucking, trying to keep the goddamn belief that there is even, see, there's still people out there that believe there's a government. They ain't very goddamn many. 18 to 25%, says I. But they're losing them. They're losing them because of the goddamn lies. They have to talk to each other even. And even the can, you know, buzzwords and the slogans don't match. They can't match what happened last week and what the other one said over there. They are fucking complete. They've lost complete control. So expect anything from them. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the word from the trenches on PBFTT. And take a minute and just listen to this shit. Listen to what they're, I mean, this is a goddamn, we're a part of the, you know, in 1 minute, it's goddamn, you know, something happens over in France. It's like it happened in, I live here in Oregon, like it happened in Nevada. That's like, it's that close to me and it means that much to me. Oh, they're probably going to take my guns because somebody shot somebody over in France. What? The fuck are you talking about? France is on the other side of the goddamn planet. But then again, now they're trying to just spread it all out. Like, there's just, I mean, it's like piss poor local news. That's the best you can do, think tanks. You are a bunch of fucking retards. That's what you are. You've ran out of fucking lies. You can't tell another lie. You trained in doublespeak. I know that. But there are people who can just, I mean, it's come to the point you fucking lose. You got to put up or shut up. You gotta make a fucking move. And that is the word from the trenches.